This is the king of all media. This is what we can expect from a Howard Stern interview in the year of our Lord 2024. What happened to Howard Stern? You don't have to answer that because KC can tell you exactly what happened to him. About 10 years ago, Howard Stern hired a woman named Marcy Turk. Her primary objective was to ensure that Howard Stern was 100% infected with the woke fungus. Matter of fact, she was tasked with making sure that Stern was given a dual diagnosis by doctors at Woke Memorial Hospital. Not only was he 100% infected with the woke fungus, he was also given a severe case of stage 4 OMB. Orange Man Bad! As a result, the most provocative, controversial shock jock in the history of radio, the man who was feared by politicians and celebrities. Back in the 90s and 2000s, celebrities and politicians, they were afraid to go on the Howard Stern show. As a result, Howard Stern became Howie. He transitioned from being the king of all media to being the princess of propaganda. 10 or 15 years ago, Donald Trump, he used to call into the Howard Stern show on a regular basis. Nothing was off limits. When Howard Stern was in his prime, he had this unique ability to get celebrities and politicians to open up to him. He had this ability to make them feel like they were having a one-on-one conversation. He was able to get them to forget that they were speaking in front of millions of people. Now, of course, there is no reason for Howie to possess that talent today. His audience went from being counted by the millions to being counted by the dozens. No one knows the size of his current audience because Howie likes to keep it a secret, but it's really easy to tell that no one is listening to The Stern Show in 2024. He went from being a constant topic of conversation in the mainstream to being completely forgotten and irrelevant. Howard Stern has become so irrelevant, people under the age of 30, they've never heard of him. But anyway, the Trumper, he used to call into the Stern Show, and the conversations were fascinating. Howard would ask about his bedroom proclivities, and as Trump was describing them, Howard would be peeling the skin off the cucumber. What's it like being a billionaire? I bet you get to bang all the hot women. Yeah, Howard, I had three at the same time last night. Once we finished up, they were exhausted. It was tremendous, but I could have kept going. No one pleases the ladies like the Trumper. Stern, he would invite porn stars into the studio so they could ride the Sibian. He would have beautiful lesbians on the show and have them do things on the radio that people had never seen before. Howard Stern was revolutionary. He broke records for the amount of legitimate wanker spanking that took place while people were listening to his show. Friday morning, there was definitely some spanking taking place on the Howard Stern show, but it wasn't coming from the audience. It was coming from Howie himself as he absolutely drooled all over John Biden. Rarely am I disgusted by something. I was disgusted by this interview between John Biden and Howard Stern. I'm sure you guys have noticed the people responsible for the well-being of John Biden, they don't allow him to give very many interviews, and with good reason. The last time Johnny B. Biden spoke publicly, he claimed that his uncles were eaten by kangaroos in Bismarck, North Dakota. During his first 3 years in office, Donald Trump, he gave 300 interviews to the mainstream media. Barack Obama gave over 400. Georgie Bush, the one who preferred to be called W, which is a horrible nickname when you think about it, but it's a hell of a lot better than the nickname given to his brother, Jeb. During his first 3 years, W, he gave 135 interviews. Now, I can give W a little bit of a pass here because, you know, he was kind of dealing with the war on terror. He didn't really have the time to sit down with some doofus from the media answering questions about the upholstery in the White House. But even with Georgie dealing with two wars, he still managed to make the time for more interviews than John Biden. Through his first 3 years, Johnny B. Biden, he's only given 89 interviews. If I had to guess, all 89 were given to woke media outlets. If I had to guess again, each of these interviews, they were given on the rare days that John Biden actually showed up to work. In 3 years, I think he's only clocked into work 89 times. And to be honest with you, that is 89 days too many. I wouldn't mind seeing John Biden spending the next 6 months in his Delaware dungeon. At this point, the country is better off being run by baboons. Friday morning, Johnny B. Biden gave an exclusive interview to Howie Stern. This was a rarity for Johnny B. because supposedly, this interview was live. Vast majority of interviews with John Biden are taped so they can be edited and the turd can be properly polished. On the surface, allowing John Biden to be interviewed live seems a bit risky. I'm sure they were extremely nervous going into this. Putting John Biden in front of a live microphone, that's like putting a pole in front of the dancing queen Jackie Mahomes. In both cases, end result always the same. Embarrassment. But that's okay. That's okay. Johnny's bosses, they had no reason to be worried. Our fearless leader, he was in a safe space with Howie Stern. 10 seconds into this interview, and that is no exaggeration, it literally took all of 10 seconds to realize what this interview was going to be. The studio looked like the VIP room at Club Shay Shay. It was the shell of a man grotesquely obsessing over the shell of another man. Two zombies attempting to have an entertaining conversation. Listen to the way Howie introduced John Biden. Watch for yourself.
You're the kind of leader I love because we're lucky to have you in the Oval Office and serving as the father of the country. Because if you're a good father to your family, which you are, I know you'd be a good father to the country. And I want to thank you for providing a calming influence, standing up to Putin, the incredible large growth in the jobs, unemployment rate down. I'll give you your greatest hits. The lowest uninsured rate in history. 4 out of 5 Americans are covered for less than $10 a month. Knocking off a few ISIS leaders, cutting the emissions in half.
How many lies can you tell in the span of 60 seconds? Let's start with the baseless claim that John Biden stood up to Vlad Putin. I'm sure you guys remember the negotiations to bring Bob Griner back home to oppression in America. For those that don't remember, WNBA dump diver Bob Griner, she was arrested in a Russian airport for trying to sneak illegal ferns into the country. After years of complaining about mythical oppression here in America, Bob Griner got to experience what it was like to live in real oppression for 10 months in Russia. Throughout that summer, dozens of people attending WNBA games, they would chant, "Free BG! Free BG!" The mainstream media at the time, they claimed that people were chanting for the release of Bob Griner. My inside sources told me those "Free BG" chants, those people were wanting the release of the New Orleans rapper BG, who was also incarcerated at the time. John Biden, though, he contacted Vlad Putin, asking what he wanted in return for the release of Bob Griner. The Putin told Johnny B., "I want Victor Boot, a convicted arms dealer who is highly trained, highly skilled in the criminal underworld." Basically, what Vlad Putin was telling John Biden, "I want to give you a tricycle with 2 flat tires, which was Bob Griner, and in exchange, I want you to give me a luxury airliner, which was Victor Boot." John Biden was so tough on Russia. John Biden was so tough on Vlad Putin. He was such a skilled negotiator that he actually accepted the deal. Who in the hell would trade a luxury airliner for a tricycle with 2 flat tires? I'll tell you who, the incompetent John Biden. Howie, he also praised Johnny B. for our excellent economy. "Oh, John, you've built such a great economy, or at least that's what I'm told. I haven't left my basement in 4 years because I'm afraid of catching the mumps. Even though Aunt Fauci has bruised my caboose and assured me that my humps won't catch the mumps, I'm still playing it safe. But the nerds that I play Dungeons and Dragons with online, they assure me that your economy is great." This economy is great? I'm sure this economy is great for people like Howie Stern who are being paid not to work. On the drive home from the game last night, I was watching Dr. Phil on YouTube. He put up this graph that showed 3 different types of people. People who were subsidized by the government, people who are working part-time but were also partially subsidized by the government, and people working full-time. The people fully subsidized by the government, they were being paid $50,000 a year not to work. Part-time workers who were partially subsidized, they only made $1,000 extra, $51,000 a year. Working people, $65,000 a year. Those same working people are paying for the other people not to work. That's what John Biden calls equality. Equality means you are not only responsible for supporting your own family, you're also responsible for supporting dudes who refuse to support their own family. All those hardworking normal people, John Biden, he's also given them the extra gift of inflation. Right now, it costs the average American an additional $12,000 a year just to survive. Since 2021, inflation, it takes an extra $12,000 every year from you. How many of you guys have received a $12,000 raise from your company in the last 3 years? My guess, none of you. There were so many bad parts with this interview, but the thing that really stuck out to me the most was how painfully boring it was. Now, I was not surprised that John Biden was painfully boring. I mean, this dude has the unique ability to make falling off a bicycle unentertaining. But for decades, Howard Stern had the talent to make anyone seem interesting. I quit listening to the Howard Stern show years ago when Howie went woke. Like the millions of other listeners that he lost, I also got tired of listening to Howie complain about the COVID. Most of us were complaining about the lockdowns, complaining about masks. Howie, he was complaining about things returning to normal. I was not shocked by John Biden being painfully boring, but I was surprised that Howard Stern lost his ability to make people even remotely interesting. Someone on Twitter, they put together highlights of this interview. Try not to fall asleep as you watch for yourself.
One thing my dad cared most about was dignity. My dad get up and he'd always be whistling in the morning. And my dad used to have an expression that you can never make, no matter what a jerk someone else is, you can never say anything about them that's true. If they're fat and ugly, you couldn't say you're fat. You could say you're stupid.
Wow.
My mother used to say, Joey, come here. I said, we saw two men kissing one another in Rodney Square.
Wow.
And my mother said, Joey, go back out there. I said, Mom, he'll beat me up.
Wow.
It makes perfect sense now why John Biden defaults to being untruthful. He was raised that way by his own father. John, if someone is fat, you can't be honest and tell them they're fat. You must say they're stupid. I guess the good news is John Biden has been able to inspire others with this belief. Now, Lizzo, she has been able to successfully redefine the word fat. Instead of saying fat, the Lizzo, she claims to be filled with body positivity. You know, it's kind of sad to see how far Howard Stern has fallen. In the last few years, this dude has absolutely destroyed his own legacy. A legacy that took decades to build, it has been destroyed by the woke fungus in less than 5 years. But give me your thoughts on this. I no longer recognize Howard Stern. The dude I saw interviewing John Biden, that is not the Howard Stern I remember, and I watched him for decades. What the hell happened here? Has Howard Stern's legacy been destroyed? I feel like he has lost all respect with average Americans. Howie might be loved by Jim Kimmel. He might be adored by John Biden, but was it really worth it? Was it worth destroying your own legacy? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.